Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 145, Taking Control of Your Thoughts, Emerging from Crisis. Guest minister Ellie Frauhiger delivered this message in Fort Wayne, Indiana on September 6th, 2020.
So this morning, Ellie Frauhiger is going to share the message on how to do some things about your mind and your thoughts. So here comes Ellie. God bless you as you bring the message today.
Good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing this morning?
Feel whole and prosperous.
Amen. We'll see if you're awake this morning.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time?
God is good.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made.
So rejoice and glad in it.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cheryl. I can always count on you. Good morning, everyone watching via Facebook Live, and those of you listening on podcast, we welcome you, we bless you in the name of Jesus. This morning, I'm going to be talking about taking control of our thoughts. How many of you know that that is a very important subject?
Amen.
We live in a high technological world. Amen. We have technology. We are getting bombarded daily with all types of news and information, right? Back when I was young, we only had the television and the newspapers and, you know, the rotary telephone. But now, in today's world, we have tons and tons of things coming at us, right? I mean, we have television, we have newspapers, emails, texting, and now we got Boxer. I just signed up to Boxer. I get all kinds of Boxer messages, and my phone beeps, beep, beep, beep. That means I got a Boxer message, right? We have WhatsApp. I use the WhatsApp app with some of my friends out in Cuba and Peru and in Mexico. And I will have to say that I forget that I have that app, so it'll be like a week before I get their messages. But glory to God, we have all this social media. We have Facebook, which some of you are watching through that, and YouTube and Twitter and Instagram. And my goodness, we are just bombarded with all this information. Amen. And so we have all these information coming into our thoughts, to our tough life. I think of our mind as a control tower. Amen. Everything comes and it starts here. Amen. In our thoughts, in our minds. Proverbs 23:7 says, as the man think in his heart, so I see. Right? As the man think in his heart, so is he. So what are we thinking about, church? What are we thinking about on our daily basis? When we get up in the morning, in the middle of a day, what are we thinking about? Amen? Some of us, if we don't like what's going on around in our lives, it's because of the way we're thinking. Amen? Because as the man think it, so is he. So what are we thinking? What are our thoughts about, right? What are the decisions that I'm making? Are they lining up with God's word? The decisions that I make on a daily basis, are they lining up to God's word? We have to think about those things, right? Is it the word of God that we're thinking about on a daily basis? Or is it something else? What is our mind focused on? Amen? It's a television. I mean, how many of you spend, well, maybe don't raise your hands because that kind of makes you guilty. But you spend hours in front of the television on a daily basis. I mean, hours upon hours. You know, they call it television programming for a reason, right? We are sitting in front of this television. Well, it used to be like a little box. Now it's this big, huge screen TV, right? And we're sitting then getting our minds programmed. Okay, that's what it's called, television program, because it's programming our minds to whatever's going on the TV. Let's take, for example, we're watching the news. How many of you out there sit in front of the TV and watch the news day after day after day? Okay, what's on the news nowadays? Or ever? Coronavirus, right? Deaths, protests, violence, killing, chaos. Right? What else is out there, you guys? I haven't watched the news in many years. What is this out there? Huh? 5 minutes of good news, Sister Cheryl says. So we're getting all this negative thoughts in our minds. And what are we doing with it? You know, we're watching. We can sit in front of the television for 20 minutes and watch the news. And when we get up from that position, what's entering in our hearts? Because it's already been deposited in our program, right? In our mind. So now we're beginning to feel fear, right? Anxiety. Oh, this COVID-19, because that's what's up there, right? I'm not saying it's not real. It's real and it's happening. And yes, people are dying from it. But we get up from the television show, the news, and our minds immediately, our hearts is like, I'm fearful, right? Anxiety grips our hearts. Start feeling depressed, right? What am I going to do? You know, this devastation with the COVID-19, that starts hurt, you know, gripping our hearts. But what does the Word of God says to do when we feel anxious? Huh? Or we're fearful, right? Yes, well, let's take a look at 2 Timothy 1:7. I like this scripture because when I'm fearful, this reminds me, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen? We are not to be fearful regardless of what's going on in the world, because the Lord says, for I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen? Amen? So knowing the Word of God and studying Scripture is really important. Amen? Because when we come into a circumstance or a situation in our lives, we have got to take that thought captive when the enemy starts throwing darts at us, right? Because that's what he's good at. Throwing things at our minds that will distract us, discourage us, you know, make us feel angry, right? Confused, like I'm not good enough, right? So we have to be very, very focused and focused-minded on the Word of God. Amen? So knowing Scripture is our weapon to override these thoughts from the enemy when they come at us. Amen? Colossians 3:2 tells us, set your mind on things above, not on things on this earth. We are to set our minds on what God says. Amen. To what the Word of God says. So how are we going to know what the Word of God says if we're not opening our Bibles? If we're not meditating on Scripture? Right? It's important. God has given us a weapon, His Word, right? The sword, right? When we put on the armor of God in the morning, we don't go without our sword because that's the Word of God. That's the weapon that's going to help us on a daily basis, right? So it's imperative that our thoughts are holy and righteous, right? And those thoughts are bringing life into our situation, regardless of what's going on out there. Amen? We have to be equipped with the Word of God. Amen? Your thoughts becomes, you know, your actions. Some of you might want to write this down. This is really good because our lives are an expression of what we think. Okay? So your thoughts become your actions. And your actions become your habits. And your habits becomes your character. And your character becomes your destiny. Did you get that? It all starts up here with a thought. Okay, let's say that again because that's really powerful. Your thoughts become your actions. Your actions become your habits. And your habits become your character. And your character becomes your destiny. It all starts with a thought. So it is important that we are alert to what our thoughts, what we are allowing in our minds. Those thoughts that are coming in, we have to be alert, right? 1 Peter 5:8 tells us, be sober, be vigilant, amen? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Those are his tactics. The enemy is coming at us from every angle. Okay, now that we are born again Christians and we're walking with God, you know, he can't get our soul anymore. But then what he's after? distracting us, okay? Confusing us, right? Putting things in our minds are going to make us get all upset, angry, right? That is his tactics. That's the only way he can really, really mess with us is in our mind. So if we get this down, to be able to identify and say, oh, that is not a thought that God is putting in my mind. That is the enemy coming at me. You know, I take that thought captive and say, okay, yes, you know, devil, you're a liar, first and foremost. But what does God say? We have to, once we get rid of that thought, we have to replace it with something else. Amen? We replace it with the word of God because that is our weapon. Amen? And we start declaring the word of God over our lives. Amen? So when the enemy speaks life into our minds, such as you're weak, you're not good enough, right? Oh, you've been there and done that. You're going to continue to do the same mistake over and over again. You know, you've been there, you've done that, there you go again, right? He tells us that. And then you're thinking, oh, yeah. Oh, man, I'm a sinner. I messed up. Say it again. I messed up. And the devil's like, say that again. I messed up. Right? He wants us to feel defeated. Because if we're defeated and we're feeling down on ourselves, we can't go out there and be the hands and feet of Jesus because we're over here all busy in our own mess. Right? That's where the enemy wants us. Distracted, busy, so that we can't speak life into somebody else's life. If he keeps us busy over here in our own mess, then we can't be the light of this world. We can't go out there and speak life into people's lives. You know, once we get out of that mess, guess what? God can use us and say, you know what? I was there once, but look now. I have the victory in Jesus and I'm walking with Jesus and let me help you, right? The enemy wants to trap us and keep us with a defeated mindset and steal from us, to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what his purpose is. Amen. So we need to ask ourselves, you know, when we think about these thoughts that is coming at us 100 miles a mile, okay? Think about these things. Are these feelings building me up or are they tearing me down? I get a lot of people say, Ellie, well, how do I know it's God talking to me? How do I know it's not the devil? The answer is know the word of God. Because if that thought doesn't line up with the word of God, then you know that's not God, right? We must know God and his word in an intimate way. So when the enemy comes at us and tries to distract us and tell us lies, we know, hey, wait a minute. That is not in the Bible. That is not in the word. So God has given us his word. So we need to spend time in the word, right? Amen? Okay, so if they don't line up with the word of God, we're going to cast them down. Amen? We got to say, no way, devil, you're a liar. This is what God says. Amen? So 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 tells us, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Amen? Amen. So we must take every thought captive. And remember, we don't have to do it on our own, right? We can't do anything in our own strength. God has given us the Holy Spirit, our helper. Amen. He is in us and with us. So when we're struggling with a thought in our minds, all we have to do, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. We have the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. We ask him to help us to cast down these lies from the enemy. We have the power that rose Jesus from the dead inside of us. Amen? Think about that. That same power that rose Jesus from the dead is in each and every one of us. Amen. As a newborn again believer, we have that power. We need to exercise our power and authority in Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes, amen. We have the dunamis power. Amen. Church, we are alive in Christ. Amen. We are the church. We need to rise up and go out there and help our brother and sister in need. Amen. We need to walk bold and in victory. Amen. Jesus needs us out there. Amen. Like Tanya and Mew went out there. But if we're too busy with our thoughts and entertaining the enemy, we can't get set free so that we can go out there and be the light of the world and be the hands and feet of Jesus. He has called us to go out there, the Great Commission, and lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Amen? Amen. To cast out demons. Amen? Amen? That is our call. And if our thought patterns are all messed up and we're just going around in circles and circles defeated, then we can't be the hands and feet of Jesus because we're just in our own turmoil. God wants to set us free from our thoughts and from everything that is of the enemy. Amen? So we need to rise up as the church and tell the enemy to be quiet and to march forward with Jesus. Amen? Exercise that power and that authority that we have in Jesus Christ. He's already paid it at the cross for us. Amen? He died at Calvary for you and I so we can walk victorious with a victorious mindset, not a defeated mindset. Amen? So let's operate in that power, church. Amen? Let's cast out those thoughts and tell the devil, you are under my feet. Amen. You're a lie and you're under my feet. This is what God says. Amen. Amen. And then we need to start, you know, speaking the word of God. Speaking the word of God, what God says about you. You know, make notes. Get a little 3x5 card you might want to carry around with you. So when the enemy starts attacking you, you can just say, I'm a victor, not a victim. Amen. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Amen. I lend to many nations and I never ever have to borrow. Amen. I'm the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. I am enough. I am enough, devil, so be quiet. I'm enough. I'm accepted in the beloved. I am a son or daughter of the Most High God. And he loves me. He loves me with unconditional love. When we know and feel the love of Jesus, church, nothing can stop us. Nothing and no one can stop us. Amen? Yes, I am the apple of his eye. Think about that. I am the apple of Jesus' eyes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Philippians 4:13 tells us that I can do all things. Everybody say all things. All things. I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Not just some things, all things. Amen. When we have a victor mentality, people can see the difference in our mindsets. Amen. When you come into a room and you're praising God, and you have a smile on your face, and regardless of the circumstances, you have peace, that shalom peace from the Lord. People know, even before you open your mouth. Amen. We need to be that. So when we enter into a circumstance, into a place, people's like, ooh, there's something about him. There's something about her that is bringing peace into the midst of chaos. Amen. Even in our own homes. With our kids, with our children. Amen. When we have a circumstance and our children can see how we behave and how we are calm, regardless it is like chaotic, right? The washer just got water all over the place and I don't know why I'm seeing this, but washer's got water everywhere and what are we going to do? Oh, don't worry, honey. We'll get it taken care of. We don't have no money in the bank to pay it. Don't worry. The Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. 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 So we have to be the example for our children, for our family, for our co-workers, for our church, among our church members. Amen. Amen. To be there to help them out. Amen. I want us to take a look at this story in Numbers 13. Most of you know the story is the story of Moses, right? He sent out the 12 spies to scout out the land of Canaan. And so you got 10 spies, right? Came back with a report. They had a defeated mindset. Both 12 went to the same place and saw the same things. Amen. But 10 of them came back and said, oh, we saw giants in the land, right? They are stronger than we are. And take a look at this. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. Hello? Defeated mindsets, right? But then you got Joshua and Caleb, right? They come back with a different report. How can people, they go and get a report, come back with different information, right? Their mindsets, right? What kind of mindsets do we have as the church, right? Let's just forget about the people out there. But what about us here? What kind of mindsets do we have? Let's examine ourselves. Do we have defeated mindsets like the 10 spies? Or we have victorious mindsets like Caleb and Joshua, right? Caleb said, and I quote here, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Right? That's the type of mindset that Jesus wants us to operate in. Because he is with us. Say, he is with us.
He is with us.
And he is for us.
He is for us.
Amen. So we don't need to fear, right? We don't need to fear the giants. Let's go to the land of milk and honey. Amen. Let's go get what Jesus died for us. Amen. Walk victorious, right? So we're looking at defeated mindsets versus victor's mindset. Amen. Let's take a look at another story. One of my favorite stories, I believe, which probably all of you have read it many times, but it's a good story. It is found in 1 Samuel 17. And that is the story of David and Goliath. I love that story. Amen. David was just a shepherd boy. Amen. He was taking care of the sheep. He was not a soldier. He was not equipped to fight this 9-foot Philistine, right? But David, when he came up to the 9-foot Philistine, everybody's going, oh, wow, nobody look at David because look what's happening here, right? David was confident in the Lord, amen? He had a victor's mentality, right? David wasn't focusing on how big and how powerful, you know, this giant was. He wasn't. He looked at him and say, let me say what God says, right? I'm going to focus, he says, on how big and how powerful and how mighty my God is, right? That's what we need to focus on, how mighty God is. Amen. The same God that delivered him previously from the lion and the bear, right? He already know that God delivered him from that. He says, 9-foot Philistine, right? God is going to deliver me from this too, right? So when we have problems and circumstances and things that's going on in our daily lives, we got to take that mindset. Amen. God paid those bills for me. Hey, guess what? This report from the doctor, that we got a bad report from the doctor, right? Some of us do have that sometimes. What do we focus on? We focus on Jehovah Jireh. I mean, Jehovah Rapha, right? He's our healer. Amen. By his stripes, we are healed. We focus in Jehovah Rapha, right? And then we have, let's say we have all these bills piled up and we don't know how we're going to make it, how we're going to pay our bills. Then we focus on Jehovah Jireh. Amen. He is our provider. Amen. We start declaring his word that he will provide all of my needs according to his riches and glory. See, we don't look at the pile of bills and say, how am I going to do this? No, we look at God and say, God, how are you going to do this? Right? We surrender it to the Lord. Amen? Right? How am I going to handle this circumstance, this trouble, this trouble relationship? How am I going to do that? We focus on God, on Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Amen? He is the lifter of our head, right? He is our very present help in time of need. Amen? When we focus loneliness and uncertainty, we look to God, amen, to lift us up, to encourage us, amen. And then we are the body of Christ. We are to bring encouragement, right? Encourage those that are having trouble. Weep with those that weep. Laugh with those that are having joy, amen. We take part in other people's lives to help, amen, to be the feet and the hands and feet of Jesus. But if we're all wrapped up in our own thinking, right, walking around with a defeated mindset, we can't help other people. We got to get out of our own mess and go and walk victoriously in Jesus. Amen? So let's read 1 Samuel 17:45 and 46. So those of you that have your Bibles or your iPhones, read this with me because it's really powerful how David's victorious mindset worked, okay? Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." 46. "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Amen. Glory to God. Whoo! And then you guys know the rest of the story, how David defeated Goliath, right? Because he had a victor's mind. Amen. Amen. So he wasn't fighting from a defeated place. He was already telling the Philistine, right? Before this even fight even started, he's already claiming his victory in God. Amen. And that's what we need to do, is to claim our victory in Jesus. Amen. Turn with me to Romans 12:2. Because we're going to go from a defeated mindset to a victorious mindset. That's where God wants us all in. Okay? So Romans 12:2. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." See, here in Romans, God is instructing us to renew our minds in his word. Amen. He doesn't say he's going to renew it. He says we need to renew it. Amen. So we have a responsibility. Amen. To put hand to the plow and study God's word. Amen. We need to meditate. The word says meditate day and night. Right? Not just come to church on a Sunday morning, get the 20 minutes, and then go home and be okay. No. Dust your Bibles off. Get them out every day. You know, we eat every day. We need to be fed with the word of God. That's how we're going to overcome the enemy, by his word. Amen? Amen. So we need to study and meditate day and night. It is important that we memorize scripture and have it in our hearts. Amen? So we can be equipped with the word of God. Because it's a mighty weapon. Amen? We all want to know how to memorize, quote scripture like Pastor Harley or Pastor Don, right? Like, they're just like, bring scripture after scripture. That's awesome. We wish we could do that, right? But they didn't get it by wishing, right? They've been spending hours and hours with the Lord in his word. Amen? Meditating day and night. That's how what we need to do. We can't always count on Pastor Harley or Sister Cheryl, right? Because they might not be there when we need a word, right? So we can get our 3x5 cards and start writing scripture. And you'll pull it out and say, yes, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Okay. And then before you know it, you're quoting it. I'm like, yeah. And then you start feeling, greater is he that is in me that is in the world. Amen. And no longer is just words. It's like you feel it is in you, right? The power of Jesus is in there just stirring you up. Amen. So yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. What are we doing with time? Oh, Lord, it's time to land the plane, like Pastor Harley said. Amen. Buckle your seatbelts because we're ready for a maybe a little bumpy ride here, bumpy landing. We're all ready for tacos, right? That's like our Sunday thing. Anybody ready for tacos? Who wants tacos? We're always ready for tacos. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for tacos. Okay, let's take a look at two more scriptures and then we'll wrap it up. Okay, let's look at Philippians 4. 6 and 8. Whew, this is a good scripture. I had to meditate on this one this weekend. Philippians 4, 6 and 8. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Get that? With thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Number 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Amen? Meditate on these things. He gives us 8 here to meditate on pure, lovely, godly, things of good report. When we get something that came in our mail, or we get a report from the doctor, or a phone call from a brother and sister, let's take a look at this scripture. Amen. Be anxious for nothing. Let's think about the word of God. What does God say? I'm there for you. I'm there with you. Amen. Because we can't do it alone. Right? We can't do anything in our own strength. Amen. We need Jesus. Amen. And meditate means to go over and over, right? Don't tell me you don't know how to meditate, because we do sure know how to worry, right? I got to pay that bill. I got to pay that bill. Oh, yeah, that bill, right? Right? So we turn from worrying to meditating on God's word, right? God is my provider. God is my peace. Thank you, Jesus, for you are good and you are faithful. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We are driving. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for that driver in front of me that cut me off. Bless his heart. Thank you, Jesus. Right? We're meditating on good things. Teach him, Father, how to use his turn signal. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Right? We don't become angry, do we? We take a deep breath and say, oh, bless him, Lord. Oh, you did that? Okay, I let you in. Come on. Come on my lane and make me break. Right? Glory be to God. We bless him. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Or that lady at the cash register, and she's having a terrible day, and she's just being, put your groceries on the other side. Oh, yes, ma'am. You know? Cool, Father, bless her. You know, and then now we got these masks that we got to wear in the grocery store. But that's another story. We ain't going to talk about that thing here. But we need to meditate on God's word, right? Even in the little things, right? When your child doesn't listen to you and you're going like, sit down. I said, sit in Jesus' name, right? And the child looks at you, yes, and he sits down. I'm telling you, start using the name of Jesus. It works. It works. It works on my little granddaughter anyways. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. Okay, the last scripture here, and then we'll wrap this up. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what circumstances you find yourself in this morning. But I want you to know that Jesus is with you. And he is going to see you through it. Think of those times where he says, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. Remember the time when Jesus came through for you. Amen. Amen. Remember when he was there for you. Amen. So if you are struggling financially, know that Jesus is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide your every need. Amen. Yes, if you are sick, know that by his stripes, you are healed. Start declaring that with your mouth. And know that he is our healer. Maybe you just went through a terrible relationship. And you're finding yourself lonely. And I can see this right now. Somebody watching this or somebody in this place has gone through a very tough relationship breakup. The Lord wants you to know that he is your comfort. He is your comfort. All you have to do is call out to him. He is the restorer of the broken hearts. He mends the broken hearts. Amen. He will be your forever love, always. Right? So if this relationship didn't work out, guess what? God's got one better for you. So rejoice. Right? Yes, amen. Okay, so let us pray. Thank you, Father, for your word. God, you are so present in this room. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, Father. And I just pray that these words from your spirit, that we receive them, Father, and that we can start using them in our lives, Father. We thank you, Lord, for you are good and you are faithful and you are with us. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence this morning. Lord, we know that you are good, good Father. Lord, I pray for everyone watching on Facebook Live, Father. You know the needs before we even ask you. You know what we need, Father. I pray that you would be with each and every one of them, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the people listening on podcast, Father. Lord, you have their best interest in heart. And you will work all of things out for our good. All of them. We thank you, Father, for you are good. Oh, you are a good Father. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that we can take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Thank you, Father, that we'll meditate on your word day and night. And help us, Lord, to spend more time with you in your word so we can be prepared. Lord, when the enemy comes at us, we are ready. We are ready like David. And we walk victorious. We walk victorious with you, Father. We thank you, Jesus, that we have the victory in you. That greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And there's nothing and no one can take that from us. That Jesus is with us and we walk victorious, victorious with him. Thank you, Father, for your word. We honor you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We love you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.